A woman wants her husband to pay her $50,000 to give birth, and she's got a good point. Does she? Is the author a woman? Jamie Kenney, yeah, the author's a woman. And this is a recent piece, March 10th. She has a good point. Her husband wants to have kids, and he should pay her 50 grand to do it. Really? Has a good point. Aren't you women always talking about how you're not objects? Isn't this objectification to the maximum? I mean, you want me to use my body to create a baby? Okay, I'm a baby-making machine. Pay me. Like a soda machine, put in $2, get a can of soda. Put in $50,000, get a baby. What the fuck? That's insane. This is nuts. Talk about abject objectification of women. But she has a good point. Oh, really? Yeah, this is where we're headed. No, this is where we are. Yikes. Wow, so husbands need to pay their wives to have kids, really. Yeah. Because it doesn't enhance their well-being in any way, shape, or form to have a kid. Doesn't make their life better. It's not for them as well. It's just for you, the man. I see. Interesting. Anyhow, before I get into this absurd story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red pill nature of my content to please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner, which will also allow you to be kept abreast of any new content I post. I especially suggest you follow me on Twitter and Facebook at the very least. I always post an announcement before I do a live show, as well as when I post content on my BitChute channel. So you should definitely follow me on those two. And at the bottom of my webpage at therealistphilosopher.com, you will also find three donation options if you would like to contribute to my continued content creation. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. All right, back to the story. So, I want my hubby to pay me 50 grand to give him a baby. Yeah. Not your baby. Not good for you to have a kid. Oh, no. Because you're a modern feminist and you all hate babies. You kill them more than you actually have them. I see. All right. One of my favorite corners of the internet, relationship Reddit. It is quite entertaining. You can find a lot of nonsense there. But I call it the nonsense it is, while this author seems to think a lot of it is good advice. Has delivered once again. Oh, delivered. Is that what it's doing? Is it delivering something good or bad? See, I think this is a pile of shit, while you think it's a pile of gold. The subreddit describes itself as a community built around helping people. Yeah. And the goal of providing a platform for interpersonal relationship advice between Redditors. I think it's a massive copium platform where women go to have other women validate their bad life decisions. And it is that. But what we love is the often outlandish, absolutely wild stories that come out of it. But notice she didn't say wrong or bad or evil. Most recently, a post from user Husband Maybe Father has gone viral across social media. Why? It begins with the subject line, I, a 34-year-old male, and my wife, 29. She has asked me to pay her almost 50 grand to have a child, and I'm not quite sure what to do. Don't do it. Divorce her. Find somebody younger. 29. Most of her eggs are dead. What'd you marry a 29-year-old for? Couldn't you find a 25-year-old? Jesus Christ, if you have enough money to afford a 50 grand payment, or she thinks you have enough money, and she probably knows you do, what the fuck? You could find younger and more appreciative women that actually wouldn't make you charge to have a kid. The hell were you thinking, pal? The post from March 3rd has since been deleted from the site. Imagine that. But lives on via screenshots on Twitter and rare edit. Because once again, for all of you in the back, nothing on the internet really ever dies. True. Explains that the poster and his common-law wife both earn over $175,000 a year. She earns $175,000 a year? She's on par with him in money, and yet she wants him to give her 50 grand. What happened to strong and independent? It's not like she can even claim to be making less money. And so, you know, he should pay her something. I mean, she doesn't have any excuse for this kind of demand. I mean, not that there is any that would make sense anyway. Especially not within the whole feminist doctrine that has women proclaiming to be strong and independent and non-objects and people. But anyway. So she earns over $175,000 too. And they're both considering having children. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't get this. If she's considering having a child, then how is it some kind of burden on her in the first place? I mean, oh, is this, oh, I have to have the baby. He just impregnates me. I actually have to give birth to it. Yeah, and he's going to have to pay for it while you sit at home and eat bonbons, sweetheart. Yeah, nobody's going to say that except me. Up until now, all communal expenses, mortgage, wedding, vacations have been a 50-50 split. Their finances otherwise remain separate. Oh, I see. So her logic is, this isn't something we can split equally, at least physically, so he should have to pony up some money. Yeah. Isn't this demeaning to motherhood? I mean, come on, honey, really? Don't you feel shame for making this kind of demand? You're asking a man to pay you to give birth, to have your own child? Recently, his wife has drawn up a 16-page binder on not just the expenses of having a baby, like childcare, but the expected division of labor between the two of them. Who's going to be working? Now, fuck that shit. You know that anything that she comes up with is going to heavily favor her, okay, and have him doing half the housework, but she's not going to be going out and earning a living. So how the fuck is he doing half the housework? How equal is that? Oh, but everything she does matters, and the thing he does that actually brings home the bacon, oh, it doesn't matter. I see. She also included a line item that, according to the husband's post, makes logical sense, but puts a bad taste in my mouth. My wife's job, it seems, allows her to take up to a year of maternity leave. What kind of job has she got? That's some job. Oh, but only pays 50%. Oh, here we go. Only pays 50% of her salary for the first 6 months. Oh, so he should have to make up the difference? Why? Whoa. So he's only... Wait a second. The remaining six allowable months are unpaid. Why does he have to pay for that? I don't understand. Okay. Part of her detailed plan includes that her husband compensate her for the loss of income by making up for the 50% of pay she'd be losing during a six-month maternity leave. Well, so she's not making over $175,000 a year, because if she was making over $175,000 a year, her pay in 6 months would be more than 50. Anyway, I guess they figure people can't do math. She was very direct and said that while her insurance would cover the vast majority of hospital-related costs during pregnancy and childbirth, taking a six-month break from work would cost her almost 50 grand. And so what? Well, I understand this, that that's her money. Wait a second. I'm confused. Her money's her money, and his money's her money, but her money isn't his money. And yet, if she loses money, it's his responsibility. So what money you make, sweetheart, he doesn't get. But when there's a shortfall, he's got to pay. I'm seeing some logical inconsistencies here, sweetheart. But anyway, let's continue. Since her pay would be cut in half, he wrote, she's asking me to compensate her for that $50,000. Yeah. No accountability. No agency. So she's choosing to have a child, but she doesn't want to pay the biological cost, part of which is the requirement to have the baby, take care of the baby that first 6 months, breastfeed the baby. She doesn't want to have to pay for that. Because, you know, biology is unfair. This is a very common leftist radical feminist talking point that reality is unfair, biology is unfair, the world is unfair, it's unfair that women have to take care of the baby and shoulder the burden of the child care because of the biological reality that they create the breast milk that is best for the baby and their IQ points. So everybody else should have to pick up the difference. Oh, so interesting. Yeah. In addition to agreeing to split any related but unexpected cost to pregnancy and childbirth. What? Well, I mean, that's a given. You should be splitting everything equally, right? Yeah. But of course, she's not going to have a job. Wait. Yeah, okay, you're not bringing in and income for that 6 months, but he's paying for everything. Wait, I'm confused here. So shouldn't that be what's making up for your loss of income? Because you're not working, because you have to stay home and take care of the baby and give it the breast milk and take care of it. You're acknowledging that biological reality. So he's picking up your slack. Isn't that enough? No. He should not only have to pick up the slack and pay the half of the bills that I was paying before, he should also be paying me to be a mommy, which is essentially what you're asking him for. Oh, that's great. Boy, I wonder what's going to happen when your kid hears about this when he grows up. Mommy made me pay her to take care of you. That'll be so great for that child's self-esteem. Oh my God, it's crazy. Absolutely insane. Anybody out there still think that feminism is about equality? While the Redditor notes that she plans to return to work after 6 months, she'd also written a contingency plan should she take a year off, during which she would expect him to pay 50% of her usual income for the remainder of the year. Right. And would that mean that she has to continue to pay her half of the bills? No. I bet it doesn't. Wow. Wowee. Wow, she found herself a simp. If he does this, she found herself a super simp. Anyway, the story continues. Her stance is that she is doing something for us to start a family. So is he. Working and paying all the expenses while you don't work and pay no expenses. But it is not a true 50-50 split if she's expected to take a financial hit. Wait. They're married. She's not taking a hit. The family's taking a hit. He's also losing her income because he's having to make up. So what she's not making and putting into the kitty, he's making and putting into the kitty. And what she's doing to cover her end is the taking care of the baby. It is 50-50. They're doing different things. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The privilege of this woman. And she has the gall to complain. The story continues by saying, given that our finances are separate. Whoa! Really? They're separate, huh? But you pay half the bills. They're not all that separate. And now he's going to be paying 100% of the bills. So how separate is that? Lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Yeah. That's right, honey. The biological reality is that your bank account will take a hit. Not that it'll matter. Because he's going to be... What do you need that... He's going to be paying for everything. You don't need that 6 months of money that you're not going to get if and when you don't work. And you know she's not going to go back to work. She's going to take the full year. He's going to be paying the food, the water, the heat, all the electricity, the internet, the car insurance, the house insurance, the mortgage. He's going to be covering everything that you would normally pay. So you don't have to go back to work. You're not actually taking a financial hit. What financial hit? I don't get my mad money. Me. I really do not know how to process this, he added. My first thought is shock, because despite our salaries, $50,000 to $100,000 is a lot to demand. This is insane. Isn't she just saying that he's nothing more than an ATM to her and she's nothing more than a baby oven? Oh, he should pay her! Yeah, the idea of a payment plan to have a child is just gross. Yeah, it's divorce time, buddy. I'd be filing divorce papers right then and there. Some agreed with the original poster that the situation felt weird and transactional. You think? But even among those in agreement, many couldn't help but see the logic behind the poster's wife's request and applauded. Many? A majority? I highly doubt that. That's insanity. What kind of world are we living in where you got to pay women to have their own fucking kids? And how much respect could she have for her husband to make this kind of demand? I mean, she can't see him as somebody that she loves and respects and whose virtues that she values. I mean, you have to be completely, totally devoid of emotion for somebody to make this kind of base request of them. Unbelievable. Yes, this is all transactional and weird, but that's the arrangement you already have between you two. No, it's not. He didn't agree to give her a big fucking balloon payment if she had a baby. That was never agreed upon. You idiot. What she's pursuing is security and fairness, that's all. What are you talking about? This is more feminist mumbo jumbo. You can't trust a man. Men can't be trusted. You need to guarantee your security. Gee, the fact that the fucking family courts unanimously rule in the woman's favor and she'd be guaranteed child support for 18 years and alimony isn't enough. Now she needs a big old giant balloon payment as well. Yeah, of course. And 6 months off paying bills. Oh, lovely. More still, I love it. They want equality, but not really. Not when there's a consequence, they don't. More still, both on Reddit and Twitter, people have applauded this hypothetical new mom, as far as the Redditor knows. She's not pregnant yet. And he admits, if she's not pregnant, don't have a baby with this broad, okay? Get a divorce immediately. You'll be happy you did. Trust me, this broad you don't want to be married to. By the way, you don't want to be married to any broads these days, but especially not this one. Holy crap, she just told you what she thinks and feels about you. Nothing. And he admits checking out garbage cans for discarded pregnancy tests. The word legend and similar praises were literally and enthusiastically employed. For her? Wow. Jesus. Talk about broads huffing their own farts. Feminism believing its own nonsensical press. This is nonsense. This woman is iconic and legendary and revolutionary, tweets author Jiran J. Zhao. Sounds Chinese to me. Yeah. For any of you out there that talk about how Chinese women are somehow traditional and not feministic or woke, and that you could find some kind of perfect wife or perfect traditional woman in China, think again! There's an example right there. I'm thoroughly impressed by this woman. What an absolute legend, tweets Elysian Shi. Probably both single cat ladies. It seems to me that she sees the relationship with this man for exactly what it is. And what is that? Transactional? Oppressive? He's evil and horrible, and he's sure to leave her out to dry, so she needs to prepare herself for that contingency and is ensuring that she protects herself and future baby. See? I called it. I need her to share the binder for enrichment purposes. You mean for the purposes of ruining more women's lives? Producer Franklin Leonard tweeted, man married an absolute legend and doesn't even realize it. Frank? A dude? What a soy boy this guy must be. What a loser. Oh, there we go. Yeah, dreadlocks. Soy boy looking mulatto dude. Yeah, lacking in the tea, lacking in testosterone. What a pussy. Oh, my God. What a joke. So here's the original Reddit post. I got to read this. I have been dating my wife for 6 years. And we have been spiritually married for 2 years. Okay. We're not legally married. What? Oh, no. Oh, no. This guy's some kind of relativist. Oh, no. No. Dude, get out. He sounds like a libtard. He sounds like a blue pill beta male. Totally, completely unaware that there was such a thing as objective reality pinhead. We're spiritually married. Even though there's no such thing as God or religion. We are both high earners, both earning over $175,000 a year after taxes. We purchased our home together. Oh, God. Oh, no. And we've agreed to split the finances 50-50. We paid for our wedding, honeymoon, everything 50-50. Although I did pay for the cost of our rings. Of course you did. You're a pussy. Our mortgage payments are 50-50, and we comfortably own a home now. So much of our income goes to savings, investments, home improvement, and discretionary spending. So she should have plenty of a nest egg saved up to be able to take the financial hit of taking 6 months off work. Because of our incomes, we felt it would be best to keep our finances separate. Yeah, that was her idea, of course. We're both highly independent people and both very career-driven. If she's so independent... Why does she need you to pay her to have a kid? It's part of the reason I'm so attracted to her. Dude, she's about as far from independent as independent could be, you idiot. She's amazing at what she does. Whatever that is. And I'm so proud to be able to introduce her as my wife. Why? And explain what she does. Unfortunately, our first 2 years of marriage were hampered by COVID and lockdowns. Yeah, you had to spend a lot of time together. Ooh. We would have loved to have traveled and saved up quite a bit in order to do this. A couple months ago, we had to talk and decided it might be a good time to have kids instead of continuously waiting for better or safer travel conditions. What do you have to travel a lot to have a kid for? Without too serious discussion about it, we decided to stop using birth control and let things happen as they will. Yesterday, I came home and my wife was on the phone. She seemed like she was in a hurry. To end her conversation and try to evade my question, she expressed that she anticipates and hopes to return. So some of this is missing. Some of this post is missing, but, you know, what am I going to do? I can't access the original post. I tried, but it's not legible. Let's continue. We'll work with what we got. So she expressed that she anticipates and hopes to return to work in 6 months, but that she wants a contingency plan in the event that she requires the role. Why would she need a contingency plan? You have plenty of savings. You own your home. What contingency plan? She said that, but what contingency plan? Because if you give her $50,000, it's still part of the, I mean, yeah, your finances are separate, but that's just taking $50,000 out of your pocket, the guy that's paying all the bills, and she's paying no bills. She's just taking away from the person and their bank account that's paying for everything at that moment. Well, this makes no sense. Her contingency plan actually detracts from the very security that she's supposedly trying to service. She said that taking more than a year off is something she's very unlikely to do, which means she will, as it would put her job at risk. But she'll do it anyway. But that she's open to exploring a third plan with me if I feel that it's necessary.
Yeah.
This is a broad that's going to, you know, probably end up quitting her job to raise the kids and require him to pay her a salary. There are also detailed notes about how she wants to keep housework split. So you go out, you earn all the money, you give her $50,000 as well to have your baby, and then you're going to do half the housework even though she's not working. Wow, that doesn't sound very equal to me. Shouldn't she be doing all the housework since she's making no money? No! The plan is to start saving for both childcare and additional housekeeper expenses for at least the first 4 years. Housekeeper! Wow. Why would you have housekeeper? Lovely. So, of course, to take some of the burden off her. You're still going to have to do your required chores around the house that only the man can do. You know, like electrical and plumbing and yard care. Great. I kid you not, it's a 16-page binder that she handed me with detailed notes, some explanations, and lists of expenses. Yeah. Because you're a dumb man. She has to woman-splain to you, you know? But the immediate and essential element here is that she wants me to pay her $50,000 to $100,000. Oh, they didn't mention that in the story. As much as $100,000 to compensate for the loss of her salary for 6 to 12 months as a result of having our child. Yeah, not her child. But I think a payment plan to have a child is just gross. And many couples manage to do this without paying their wives to have children. Yeah, but she judged you to be a beta pill loser. So, blue pill beta male loser. So, and then I suppose most couples are married legally, and a loss to one person's income is a loss to everyone. But you said you're... Wait. No, it's not. Wait. I'm seeing a problem here. Then wouldn't the loss from your income being transferred to her when you're the only person paying bills be a loss to the household? Why is only her loss a loss to the household? Why is it yours? Well, then she couldn't, you know, gin up this bunch of bullshit to justify taking your money for having her child. My body, my choice! Oh, yeah. Until you want money from a man, I see. Then it takes two to tango, right? Oh, yeah. So in our situation, it makes logical sense. It makes no sense. Makes no sense whatsoever, you pinhead. You pathetic loser. Oh, but there's something so transactional about it, because it is transactional. It puts a bad taste in my mouth. It should. I didn't fight it. Whoa, listen to this. Now, this guy is... I didn't fight it or argue. And she's basically allowing me to think about it. You say to her, I'm out of here. I would dump her. If it was me, I would draw up divorce papers that day and say bye-bye. And if she wasn't pregnant, I would count myself lucky. And I would pay whatever alimony I needed to fucking pay. Or get alimony if she makes more than me. And that'd be it. You don't want to stay with this chick, pal. And can't you? Wait, they're not married legally. You can just get the fuck out. Oh, right, they own the house together. Well, you sell it. And you need to split the... You know, she's very, very okay with splitting costs, right? Until she has to pay something. Man, woo! I'm going to lose 6 months of salary. Well, he should have to pay for it. Why? Why? It's his baby. It's not your baby. Oh, this is great. Wow. So, but it says if having kids is something we're going to do, she wants to write an agreement and go to a lawyer. Insanity. Splitting the cost that is also in the binder. What really hits me here is that she was talking to her sister on the same day she brings this up to me. Why on that day? On the same day she mentions this to me. Sister's probably an uber feminist that gave her the idea. They do not talk often. I'm partially excited and scared that the timing of this means that she's actually currently pregnant, and that my response to her will have real consequences if I disagree with her. So, there you go. This is where we're at now, where men, not even their wives, have to pay their girlfriends to have babies that those girlfriends want to have. Others pointed out the hypocrisy of praising his wife's ambition and independence as well as their 50-50 lifestyle, except when it cost him money. Her losing 50K is fine by him, but her asking for him to be made up by him is a turnoff. Well, then she can leave him. She can leave him and have a baby and raise it on her own without a man and without him having to pay for her obsolescence. How about that? Oh no, she doesn't want to do that. She wants this blue pill beta cuck to pay the bills. So what I just read is, my partner will take the physical and career damage. See? Physical damage. They see childbirth as some kind of negative in order to bear our children. But I am deeply repulsed and offended that she won't take the short-term financial damage as well. But she's not taking financial damage because he's going to pay all the bills that she would normally have to pay as a mother and as somebody taking off work. More still pointed to the fact that the motherhood penalty, the fact that having children can affect a woman's future earnings over the course of her career, that's called a biological reality, to a tune of more than 15,000 per year, according to the National Woman's Law Center, is real and must be addressed. See? See? I told you. I called it earlier. Women want men to pay for biological realities that affect them in their minds negatively in regards to their ability to earn money. You get that, man? We must pay for how reality affects women differently than men. We're responsible for how the world designed women. We're responsible for the evolutionary outcome that is a woman's womb. It's our responsibility to make them whole. It's so interesting how it always seems to be money that does that with a woman. Anyway, honestly, it's unconventional. As is, it would seem a lot about this arrangement, you think? But we're impressed! I bet you are! Because you're a waven, and your whole job is to push this crap on people. But we're impressed by a data-driven queen! Oh, she's a queen! Proactively laying out her path to equality. There's nothing equal about it! Well, it wouldn't be an equal taking your licks the same way a man would have to take them. I mean, good God Almighty. A man lost his job for whatever reason or had to take time off for illness or whatever. And by the way, being pregnant isn't even an illness. But if he had something happen to him physically that would require him to take time off, you wouldn't expect a wife or the girlfriend to give him money. Oh, but it's his bun in her oven, so he should pay. He is! He's gonna pay for the hospital, he's gonna pay for the fucking OBGYN, he's gonna pay the bills for however long she's sitting there doing nothing. I'm sure these bills add up to quite a bit. Maybe even 50 grand after 6 months. They seem to live a pretty good lifestyle. Oh, but that's not enough. That's not enough. This woman has to be paid to have a child. There's more. How much copium is in this thing? I can't read anymore. This is insane. It goes on and on. Look at all this. I'm not reading all this. Get the fuck out of here. This is a propaganda puff piece. That's all this is, a propaganda piece. That's why it's so fucking long. All these lies. Trying to convince people this is a good thing. I'm done reading this. I'm not reading no more. I read enough. I'm done. I can't read no more. So you go. Women now must be paid their babies. You must pay me. All I care about is resources. And a six-pack. And a six-inch cock. Oh, until I'm too old to get those things, you know, and then I want a dude that'll pay the bills and, you know, the dude that has all those other nice physical qualities, I can bang him on the side. That'll be my Chad Tyrone side dude. Yeah, this dude is the blue pill beta cuck wimp to pay all the bills. and that he's even considering this affirms that fact. But anyhow, let me know what you think. Is this normal? Is this how things ought to be? Women getting paid to give birth to their own babies. Women getting paid to make up for what is in their mind. A negative, a detriment, that being having children because it negatively affects their ability to make money. And that's not fair, that having babies requires them to take off work and lose pay and lose experience and negatively affects their ability to earn a living. So men should have to pay for that, even though it's not their fault, but apparently it's their fault because women are requiring men to pay for that, which means it must be their fault. Otherwise, why would men have to pay for that? Let me know what you think in the comment section of this broad. Please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That is BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And let me know what you think of this woman, this strong, independent wing who cannot deal with, shoulder the consequences of her actions.